This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, January 11th. God's word to you today is foremost. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 144, verse 1, and it says, "Praise the Lord, who is my rock. He trains my hands for war and gives my fingers skill for battle." The first reason people do not fight is ignorance. The second reason is fear. And the third reason is incompetence. A lot of people run from fighting because they do not know how to fight. When we were growing up, the rule was, if you do not know how to fight, then do not get into a fight. Or find someone that knows how to fight and be the person's friend. But God wants you to fight. Psalm 144 verse 1 says, "Praise the Lord who is my rock. He trains my hands for war and gives my fingers skill for battle." I pray that God will train your hands for war and your fingers for battle in Jesus' name. God wants to teach you how to fight so that you can engage in spiritual warfare and win. However, you have to be serious about prayer. Take hold of your destiny. Give it what it takes and fight. For some people, there are altars that are speaking against them. I want to encourage you in this season. Prayerfully get a prayer partner, because one will chase 1,000 and two will chase 10,000. However, there are two things you must do before you fight. The first thing is, you need to think. And secondly, you need to take counsel. Luke 14 verse 31 says, "Or what king would go to war against another king without first sitting down with his counselors to discuss?" First thing you do before a fight is sit down, calm down, and think through the situation. What do I want? Be strategic, think clearly. Secondly, take counsel. There are people that God puts in your life. Listen to what they have to say. You are not an expert in everything. Ask them what they think about the areas you are about to engage in. My wife and I were counseling someone that had lost so much. And guess what was most painful? If she had taken counsel or spoken to any of the pastors, she would have been saved from a lifetime of heartache. I am a pastor by the grace of God. I pray by the grace of God. I hear God by the grace of God. However, when I'm about to do things in different areas, I always ask people around me. Proverbs 20 verse 18 says, "Plans succeed through good counsel. Don't go to war without wise advice." Have a plan, but know that it will only succeed through good counsel. 2 Corinthians 25 verse 19 says, "You are saying, I have defeated Edom, and you are very proud of it. But my advice is to stay at home. Why stir up trouble that will only bring disaster on you and the people of Judah?" But Amaziah refused to listen, for God was determined to destroy him for turning to the gods of Edom. Let us pray. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that I will never get to a point where I refuse counsel. Rather, I will be open to the Holy Spirit-inspired counsel. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.